Podcast Help Desk number 53 for June 19th, 2015.
The Podcast Help Desk is where we go deep into the technology of podcasting, help you with the problems you may run into, and when we have a chance, review new gadgets, services, and solutions for podcasters. The Podcast Help Desk is now part of the Modern Life Network. Check out more great shows over at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Podcast Help Desk is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Check out more family-friendly shows at techpodcasts.com. You can always find the full show notes for each episode at podcasthelpdesk.com. Now, on with the show.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mike, and you are listening to the Podcast Help Desk. Thanks for stopping by. Today I'm going to do something a little bit different. This is an episode that is aimed towards listeners and potential listeners. So if you've got a loved one that wants to listen to podcasts and doesn't know how to find a podcast, subscribe to a podcast, why they want to subscribe, or what app to download, or how to do it on their computer, hopefully this episode will clear that up. So with that, I'm going to do a little bit of news first before we get into the meat of the episode. 9to5 Mac is reporting, and so is the company behind Instacast, that Instacast is now discontinued. Parent company Vimedio ran out of money. That's what happens when these apps or companies get too dependent on venture capital or that kind of thing. And they just plain run out of money. It happens to all of them. Well, you know, not all of them, but it happens to a lot of them. And they're just the latest. But that's one less choice for iOS. I believe they were on just iOS, but they might have been on other platforms. But it's one less podcasting app out there for the masses to use to listen to podcasts. Kind of a bummer, but then again, the good ones are going to rise to the top and the bad ones are going to go away. And apparently Instacast wasn't the best. Either that or they depended too much on venture capital and went poof when that happens. Think SoundCloud. No, I'm not going to beat on SoundCloud today. Let's see what else is in the news here. Gimlet Media is hiring. If you're a podcast producer and you want to go work in Manhattan with Gimlet Media, the people behind the startup podcast, they are hiring. They're looking for a development producer to pilot and launch new podcasts. This unique opportunity to develop and produce exciting new audio programming. So, yeah, go check them out if you're interested. The write-up, Sean Thorpe over at Podcaster News wrote that up, and I'll have the link in the show notes over at podcasthelpdesk.com/53. And this last little news item isn't really podcast-related, but interesting in a broadcast-y sort of way. Brian Williams is demoted now. He is coming back to NBC when his six-month suspension is off, but he's not going to be the main anchor for the NBC Nightly News. For those of you outside the United States, Brian Williams was the head anchor in the evening newscast on the NBC television network. He's coming back to NBC, but he's going to be at MSNBC, the cable channel, as their breaking news reporter and other special assignments. Lester Holt, who's been filling in for Brian since he got suspended, is going to take over the nightly news. It just goes to show you that, you know, if you're in broadcasting or podcasting or whatever, you know, shoot straight. Don't embellish, because it could come back to haunt you. And it did for Brian. Of course, I'm sure he has learned his lesson. He sat down with Matt Lauer for an interview, and I'll have a link to that in the show notes over at podcasthelpdesk.com/53. Do I need to say that too many times? Anyway, So that's all I have for news. Let's get on with the rest of the show. So first on the agenda is, why would anybody want to subscribe to a podcast? You know, why not just go to the website and press play whenever you want to? Well, the reason you want to subscribe to a podcast is the same reason that you have your email set up the way it's set up. You know, when someone sends you an email, it gets downloaded to your inbox, and whenever you get around to taking a look at it, it's there. Well, same thing with a podcast. When you subscribe, your podcatcher, as it was once termed, but now it's mostly podcasting apps on smartphones or other smart devices, and some not-so-smart devices, that device goes out, says, hey, is there any new episode of this podcast? And it goes, oh, yep, there is. And that's done via RSS. You don't really need to know what that is, except for that is the address of the podcast. It's like on your radio tuner. You know, you go to 98.5 FM, you'll get 98.5 FM's programming. Well, if you go to my RSS feed, you will get my programming. It's kind of the same thing, but your program will go out, your podcatcher or your podcast app will go out onto the internet and ping this address and say, hey, is there anything new? And if there is, it downloads it. And then it's sitting there waiting for you whenever you want to listen to it. That's the great thing about subscribing, is you don't have to think about it. It's just going to show up. So if you listen to a weekly show, you don't have to show up on Fridays to pick up the episode, your program will do it for you. And the other nice thing about subscribing is, say you're going someplace without cellular coverage. And I know that happens. Or without Wi-Fi. Oh my gosh, how can we get away with that? Well, while your device was in Wi-Fi, it downloaded the episode that you may want to listen to. You know, I do that all the time with my phone. I'll download, well, before I had my phone even, but I download the podcast while I'm in Wi-Fi, and then when I'm away from Wi-Fi, it won't download podcasts, but it's got all of them that I've downloaded in the past, and I've got plenty. I've got probably, you know, 40, 50 hours worth of podcasts to listen to at any given time, and it's just there, so I don't have to burn up my cellular data. I don't have to worry about whether I'm in Wi-Fi. I don't have to worry about going over my bandwidth limit for the month. Nothing. It's already just downloaded. And most good podcatchers, and I know on iOS, no matter what, you can restrict certain apps to using Wi-Fi only. And I think most of them have a setting like that. But that's, you know, a way to get your programming without having to stream it. You know, like with you know, the radio, online radio apps and stuff, you know, you have to be connected or have to be using your data to listen to music or audio programs or radio stations, whatever. If you subscribe to a podcast, it's already just downloaded to your device. You know, when you want to listen to it, as long as, you know, the producer has put out something. So that's in a nutshell why you would want to subscribe. The other problem that a lot of listeners have is finding podcasts to listen to. And there's, you know, quite a few ways of doing it. The best way is Google. You know, Google is your friend. You know, even though Google seems to hate RSS, that's a topic for another show, they definitely are the number one place to discover a podcast. So, you know, using my example that I always use, if you're interested in underwater basket weaving, I bet you if you type underwater basket weaving podcast into your Google search, you'll come up with the underwater basket weaving podcast or whatever. You know, you'll find podcasts about that. And if the producer of the show is listening to me or several other people that suggest that you have a subscribe button on your website, then you should be able to subscribe on whatever device that you happen to be on, and or on the website. You can subscribe using iTunes. That seems to be the most popular, but there are other desktop apps we'll get into in a little bit. But Google is probably the number one place that people find podcasts. And when I say Google, I mean Google, Bing, Yahoo, Dogcatcher, whatever, all the search engines. I don't even know how many there are anymore, but mostly I just use Google or Bing or Yahoo. It just depends on where I'm at and what device I'm on, because it seems that some devices default to Bing and some devices default to Yahoo or Google or whatever. But anyway, search engines, that's the number one way. Another really popular way is iTunes or the iOS Podcasts app. You know, that's kind of duh. They're the 800-pound gorilla in the space. And most everybody on their home computers has iTunes or can get iTunes for free. So that's a good place to go. You go to the app, or the iTunes store. It used to be called the Music Store. Now it's just the store. And there's a podcast section. And you can look in, oh my gosh, new and noteworthy. Yeah, you know, you can look there if you want. But they go by categories, or you can do searches. But, you know, search for what you want to listen to. I mean, pretty much if there's something you're interested in, chances are somebody is doing or has done a podcast about it. Another place is Stitcher. I mentioned them earlier, I think. Maybe I didn't. But Stitcher is a kind of a streaming radio app for podcasting. And again, you know, if you're on an unlimited bandwidth plan on your cell phone, that might work. If you're always in Wi-Fi, that might work. But, you know, it streams podcasts. But it's also a very popular podcast directory. It's, you know, that they have all the same podcasts pretty much. I mean, there are some, actually there's some companies that don't have their podcasts on Stitcher, and some independent podcasters that don't. So, you know, it's limited, but, you know, between those three, you should be able to find something to listen to. There's other places you can go to, your app that you're using. If you're, you know, whatever app you happen to be using on your particular device most likely has a directory. A lot of them are pulled from Apple. So, you know, it's the same list of podcasts that are on the iTunes store. But in some cases, they have their own, like Stitcher. And there's a few others that have their own directory that is separate completely from iTunes directory. But iTunes makes their directory usable by other directories and or apps. So, you know, a lot of them use that. Other independent directories or networks. That's another good place to find podcasts to listen to. For instance, Blueberry. Heard that name before. Blueberry, company I work for, has a directory. That's at blueberry.com/explore. And that directory has just tons of podcasts on it. And they're all categorized and, you know, similar to everybody else's directory. Libsyn, another podcast hosting company, has a directory. It's a little hard to find and looks kind of 1998-ish, but they do have a good directory of the podcasts that are hosted on Libsyn. Link in the show notes. And the Tech Podcast Network, which I am a part of for this podcast, over at techpodcast.com. There's a whole bunch of family-safe, work-safe podcasts over there about technological subjects. So if you're into tech, chances are you'll find a tech podcast over at the Tech Podcast Network. Modern Life Network, which I'm also a part of with this podcast. That's a small independent network of like-minded podcasters, and there's a few shows over there. I don't know, there's probably 7-8 shows over there. I guess I should go over and count them, shouldn't I? But they're all easygoing, you know, normal people type talk. You know, you're not going to get the broadcaster type guys in there, gals. You know, just modern life. It's you know, podcasts about you know, things going on now and you know, how that affects us in modern times. So it's a pretty good place. An independent podcast directory, Two Thumbs Up Media. That's over at twothumbsupmedia.com. That's a good place to find and subscribe to podcasts. Podcast One. Now, they're one of them that is not on Stitcher. So if you're using Stitcher exclusively, you're going to miss out on Podcast One's podcasts. And Podcast One mainly focuses on celebrity podcasts. You know, like Penn Jillette is over there. Adam Carolla, Jesse Ventura. I mean, there's just Snookies over there even. But there's a whole bunch of celebrities that are on Podcast One. That's over at podcastone.com. Podcast One. NPR. They've got some very popular podcasts at NPR. So you can go over there, npr.org/podcast. They've got This American Life, which seems to be in the top one or two of all podcast directories. And they're, of course, on the NPR listing, even though they're not distributed by NPR anymore. I think they're on a different network. But NPR has a lot of good stuff. WNYC, also in New York, a public radio station, has a lot of podcasts. And there are just tons of those type of places, but that should get you started. Okay, let's get into ways to subscribe to a podcast. Now, back when I started, back in the dark ages of 2005, when I started listening to podcasts and, ironically, started podcasting about the same time, there was the iPod. There were other devices, iRiver and other MP3 players, but mostly iPods or things like iPods. And you had to download an application on your computer called a Podcatcher. And those Podcatcher programs, there was a couple of them out there. iPodder was one of them. It changed names to Lemon, I think, was one of the names it was called. I don't remember now. And then you would have to do something crazy like, set up some little plugin in iTunes, and you had to, you know, somehow get it to where you could put the podcast on your device. And it was a lot of manual stuff. You had to leave your computer around overnight because the speeds weren't that high on the bandwidth back then, and it took a long time to download stuff. And so it would usually download overnight, and you had to sync it with your iPod, and it was just a lot of work to podcast now, or to listen to podcasts. And now it's easy. You know, now we have many devices. Every smartphone and some not so smartphones support podcast listening, even BlackBerry. So I'm going to go through the different devices. iOS, that's iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch. They've got a few apps, probably quite a bit more than I'm listing, but they're all good. First and foremost is the Podcasts app by Apple. It's the default app. You can't even delete it if you want, which is good, I guess. Maybe not so. I don't know. It's not a bad app. I used it up until just recently. And that is the default app. And it's tied right in with iTunes and all that. And it's not a bad place to listen to podcasts. And, you know, for those of you that have never listened to a podcast, might be a great place to start. Pocket Cast. That's another app. That's my new favorite. At least I'm testing it out. And neat thing about Pocket Cast, and I'll get into that further on down the road, but it syncs with all your devices. And there's a version of it for iOS, Android, and Windows. And there's a web app. Another good one for iPhone, iOS is Downcast. And that one's just a pretty much basic bare bones. It works, and that's what you need. But there's lots of options. Easiest by far on iPhone is the Podcasts app by Apple. On Android, they've got Podcast Addict, Podcast Republic, simple podcatcher, Pocket Cast, again, it's the same as the iOS app, and of course, lots of other ones. Google used to have one called Google Listen, but that was discontinued several versions of Android ago. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, Google, I think, kind of hates RSS, so they don't tend to keep stuff around. That's why I always bang on Feedburner, but you, the potential listener, doesn't need to know that. Now, if you have a Windows Phone 8 or a Windows tablet or even a Windows desktop, I'm assuming Windows 10 will be about the same. There are a few apps there. There's one called Podcasts. That's the default Windows Podcasts app. And I don't know how good that is. I don't have any Windows devices here to test it on. But I'm just looking at a list somebody else put together. There's one called Podcast Lounge. Seems to be popular. And there's another one called Podcast, but with an exclamation point. That one's rated pretty high. And then, of course, Pocket Casts, which would be my favorite if I had a Windows device, is now available. And, of course, I'm sure there's a few others. BlackBerry. Yeah, they're still around. BlackBerry has an app called, wait for it, Podcasts. I'm sensing a theme here. That's available on the BlackBerry App World web store. I think it's free. Not sure. I haven't had a BlackBerry in several years. I don't know anybody that currently has one. But if you're out there and you have a BlackBerry, maybe for work or whatever, you can still download and listen to podcasts via the podcast app on BlackBerry. And on the web, most podcasters, at least the ones that listen to this show, have a player right on the website. So if you're in Google and you're searching for XYZ podcast about underwater basket weaving, chances are on each post there'll be a web player. Just click the play button and listen right there. And Pocket Casts, that one comes up almost everywhere except BlackBerry. Pocket Cast has a web podcast player that lets you subscribe, and it syncs with all your devices. So if you've got, like I do, an iPhone, an iPad, a Mac, a Chromebook even, you know, or anything, but, you know, it keeps it synced up. So what's great about that is if I'm listening to a podcast on my phone, and I stop it for whatever reason or get a phone call and I don't resume it after the phone call or whatever. And then I get to my desk at work and I just open up the Pocket Cast web player there. It's just a web page that you log into and it'll continue playing from wherever you were on your phone. And say it's a really long podcast, Captain Jeff. That's guy that I listened to called the Airline Pilot Guy. Anyway, he's known for doing 2.5-3 hour shows, so you tend to not listen to that all in one sitting. So it's really handy for that. When I'm listening to Captain Jeff's show, I listen to however much I can on my phone when I'm on my way to work or whatever, and then I get to my desk, I start it right there, and it takes off right where I left it on the phone. And then when I get home from work at night and I'm sitting in my easy chair and I want to finish up listening to the episode, I open up my iPad and boom, right there. It's right where I left off on the desktop at home or on the phone. Now, Pocket Cast does cost something. It's $4, I believe, for the mobile app. Of course, if you've got an iPhone, it'll be free on your iPad or vice versa. But on Android, I have an Android tablet as well. I think it was $3.99. And then the web player and the sync and all that, I think, cost $9. So one-time fee. So it's not expensive, but it's well worth it so far. And like I said, I'm still just testing that out. Brings us to the blueberry tip of the week. And listeners, this one's for you. Blueberry has a great directory to find and subscribe to podcasts. It's called MyCast. Not the directory, but there's a thing in there called MyCast. And you can also watch or play podcasts, both audio and video, on the Blueberry Roku app, the Boxy app, Google TV, whatever they call it these days, I think Android TV now, and some Samsung smart TVs, and there's, I think, an Android app for Blueberry. But you can listen to anything you put in your MyCast on the Blueberry directory. You have to sign up for a free account, and you just go through the directory and say, oh yeah, add this one to MyCast, add that one to MyCast, and then you get one RSS feed address to subscribe to in any of your devices or in the, like I said, Boxy app, Google TV, Samsung Smart TV, you know, all that stuff. All those set-top boxes. So, you know, it's really handy for video podcasts. I subscribe to several video podcasts that way. That way I can just open my Roku, go to the Blueberry app, and go to MyCast, and all my video podcasts are sitting right there for me to watch on the big screen in the living room. And it's you know, it's a great little directory, and it's expanding. We've been talking about that for a while. It's going to be expanded to include podcasts that are not on Blueberry. So it's going to be more of a general purpose directory, mainly aimed at Android, but everybody else is welcome to use it as well. But at Blueberry, we're really trying to get Android to be more popular in the world of podcasting. So that's the the Blueberry tip of the day. And if you are interested in podcasting and interested in having a podcast media host, go check out blueberry.com, blubrry.com. And you can use my promo code HELPDESK, all one word, HELPDESK. And you get a free month of hosting or premium media stats. If you get the hosting, the premium media stats come with the hosting account. But if you're hosting somewhere else and just want good statistics, you can also sign up over there for premium statistics. You get a free month if you use my promo code HELPDESK. And the final thing I want to talk about today is for you beginner podcasters. This is kind of my rant of the week. But when you're just starting out in podcasting, it's really easy to get over enthusiastic. And you end up doing what my friend Dave has called caster baiting. And basically what that means is you spend all your time worrying about what microphone to get and you know, tweaking this, tweaking that, and you never get around to making any content. And, you know, that's one pitfall of a new podcaster. You know, just start. You know, get a decent sound, get a, you know, decent website, and you go through my back episodes, you can find out how to do all of that fairly easy. But the other pitfall, and I kind of fell into that too, but everybody sort of did back in the day, but there's a good chance you're going to want to start 5 podcasts. You know, oh, I like tractors, I want to start a tractor podcast. And oh, I like bicycles, I'm going to start a bicycle podcast. And oh, I think I'm the smartest guy in the world about politics, I want to start a politics podcast. And you try to start too many. And I, you know, I don't have a term for that. Like I said, with Dave, he called it caster baiting for overthinking things. And the opposite kind of is that scatterbrain attempt, like what I did. I started a podcast that I still do. It's changed names, but it's now called Mike Dell's World. And it's just my general purpose, screw around podcast. If I feel like doing something that doesn't fit into this show, I do it over there. And there's nothing wrong with having multiple podcasts, but you're going to have multiple mediocre podcasts, especially if you're just learning it. The problem is there's a lot of complicated things that happen when you do more than one. especially if you're trying to run them all off of one website. I get that all the time at work. But you're way better off to just start with one, get good at it, get the technology down, get your sound right, get used to talking into a microphone. I mean, this definitely is not something that comes naturally to everybody. And even if you're not that good on a microphone, I'm not that good on a microphone. I'm good enough to get it done. But, I'm definitely not, big time broadcaster quality, even though they let me on the radio from time to time. But, put all your eggs in that one basket. I know they say not to, but put your eggs in that basket and make sure that you know how to carry the eggs around. Because you want to get everything all tweaked. And then later on, when you find that you have the time and you've got another idea for another podcast, then do it. But, just starting out, I don't know how many times I've seen podcasters that, start a podcast and then, I'm going to start this other podcast and, I'm going to start this other podcast. And before long, they're all burned out and they go away. And then none of the podcasts go anywhere. Then there's other people like Dave Jackson and Cliff Ravenscraft that started multiple podcasts and seem to be keeping up on most of them. And they're all pretty good podcasts. That's the difference. I've done multiple podcasts when I first started out, and they've been lousy. And, of course, I podfaded them. I've got a nice long list of podcasts that I used to do that I no longer do. And now I've kind of consolidated it down to a couple of core shows. I do the Mike Dell's World. I do this one. And I do the Traverse City podcast, which is, that's a lot. Doing a weekly show, one weekly show, is a lot more work than you think it is. So just, be careful. Don't get too excited about the new thing. And don't overthink things. And you'll be fine. Just, make one good podcast and hone it. Get it good. My rule is at least have 20 shows on your first podcast before you even think about starting a second one. Because like I said, it's more work than you think to put out a weekly show. It's not terrible. And, I've done things here to streamline the process. My problem is finding the time, but I've finally got that whittled down to Friday afternoons for now. But we'll see when, fall comes around and my schedule changes and I got to work all day on Friday. I'll have to readjust and figure out when is convenient to do this show. But like I said, the best advice I can give you is do one show and do it well and get all the bugs worked out before you think about starting the next show. So that's going to do it for this week. Just a little housekeeping here. If you want a deal on DreamHost, web hosting for your WordPress, you can go over to Podcast Help Desk, and in the sidebar, there's a big banner there for DreamHost, and you'll get 10% off a year hosting over there by clicking through that banner, and it helps me out. Doesn't cost you any more, actually cost you less. Go check that out. Again, blueberry.com if you want to buy hosting or third-party statistics, or premium statistics. There's a banner over there. Also, you could just use the promo code HELPDESK, and that'll help me out. If you're going to go to Amazon and you're going to buy something anyway, come to my website, podcasthelpdesk.com, click the banner, and go buy whatever you're going to buy, and I'll get a little commission on that, and it won't cost you anything more. So again, this is Mike, and this has been the Podcast Help Desk for listeners. Catch me later.
Thanks for listening to the Podcast Help Desk. If you would like Mike to answer your question on the show, email podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, or better yet, record a voice message at podcasthelpdesk.com. See you next time.